here for a Let's Get to Know You segment with Pleasantville senior softball player Madeline Rousen. Madeline, I know you just graduated, and can you kind of talk about what your future plans are next year in terms of where you're going to wrestle?
I'm going to go to Central College in Pella to obviously wrestle, and then I'm going to major in psychology, and hopefully after that, going into the police force.
So is that kind of what, do you want to be like a detective in regards to the police force?
That's what I'm looking at right now. Not 100% sure yet, but yes.
And you kind of, we visited before in a previous interview, but you wanted, you know, there was a couple different options on the table for you in terms of wrestling. You know, why was Central College such a good fit for you?
I really just felt at home there, and I felt really welcomed. And I know that they have a good, strong program, even though it's like the second year. And I know their strength and conditioning program is really good there, and that's what I really wanted to focus on.
Can you kind of talk of what other sports and activities you were involved here at Pleasantville?
I was in cross country, track, and then wrestling. And then I was also in National Honor Society, FCA, and student council.
Do you have a favorite sports memory specifically from the time you were here?
Probably anything to do with cross country. Just that was a fun group and just messing around on the long runs that we went on.
And do you have any, for softball specifically, do you have any superstitions? Like I kind of mentioned too, like when you step into the box or something you do in the field?
When I'm behind the plate, I have to like rub my hand in the dirt and then wipe it off on my glove. I don't know. It's just something I have to do.
Do you have a favorite type of music you like to listen to pregame?
I really like Christian rap.
Any favorite artist specifically?
Alex Jean, I think is his name. That's the guy I usually listen to.
Favorite post-game food or restaurant?
I always have to get a hot dog. When we're at a away game, I always have to get a hot dog. So more cheese balls from the home concession stand.
And so I'm an umpire, so I remember what places have the best hot dogs. Do you remember specifically which one has the best?
Well, we're currently doing that right now. Danica is going to videotape me, and I'm going to rate every single hot dog at away games. So I'll have to get back to you.
But you don't, you don't have one right now?
No.
Southeast Warren is a high recommendation.
Oh, really?
If you guys go there at all this year. Do you have a all-time favorite movie?
Avatar.
Favorite hobby outside of sports or activities?
Probably hunting or fishing.
Last TV show that you watched all the way through?
All the way through? Probably Bridgerton, I think, is the last one that I watched all the way through.
Role model in your life?
My grandpa and my grandma.
What would you say, out of all, because you participate in several different sports, what would you say is maybe a coach that you had in at Pleasantville in high school or coach before that you would say had the most impact on your life?
Mr. Anthony and then Michael Koenig and my dad, really just with the wrestling, getting me through like hard mental spots in the sport and just knowing that they're always there to support me.
Hawkeyes or Cyclones fan?
Cyclones all the way.
Any professional sports teams that you like the best?
I like the 49ers and the Jets just because there's past Iowa State players on those teams.
Best vacation you've ever been on?
Probably spring break last year when we went to Wisconsin and we got cheese, like fresh cheese, and it was really good.
What is one place you really want to travel to someday?
Probably Wyoming, even though it's in the United States, I really want to go there.
How do you enjoy spending time if you're just by yourself?
Reading.
Do you collect anything at all?
I used to collect rocks, but not anymore.
Not anymore. Favorite family tradition?
On my dad's side, we hide a pickle in the tree, and the first person to find it gets to open the presents first.
If you could time travel to the future or go to the past, where would you go?
Probably the past.
Anywhere specifically?
Probably like the 1950s or 60s.
If you could spend one day with a famous person, dead or alive, who would it be?
Don't know. Probably Abraham Lincoln.
And my last question for you is, what are you most looking forward to in your senior softball season?
Just making fun memories and hopefully winning a lot.
That's been a Let's Get to Know You segment with Pleasantville senior Madeline Rousen.